It couldn't have ended much worse. Leading by a goal with 20 minutes to go in the final game of a three-game road trip, the final period of the trip was one that they would rather forget on the ride home. The Sioux Greyhounds surrendered 5 goals in the third period in a 5-1 Ontario Hockey League loss to the Barrie Colts on Saturday night at Sadlin Arena in Barrie. The Colts took the lead with a pair of goals just over 4 minutes apart early in the period and then sealed the win with 3 more, including 2 in the final 6 minutes of regulation time to pick up the victory. Greyhounds coach John Dean said the game was one in which, we just never found our legs. That's a super flat effort for us, Dean also said. You could kind of feel that third period and sense it coming. We were doing everything as a staff and as a group to manufacture some energy, but just couldn't seem to find any. That's as flat a game as we've played all year. Dean also called the third period uncharacteristic. Asked what led to the Greyhounds coming out flat in the game, Dean said playing with a short bench is the easy answer. In hindsight, we may look back on this and say it caught up to us a bit, Dean added. Overage forward Jack Beck added that he felt there wasn't a lot of energy on the bench in the game. We just didn't have a lot of jam tonight, Beck said. Just not a lot of jam, not a lot of energy from our bench, whereas we would usually have that. The Greyhounds got on the board first midway through the first period as Beck beat Barrie goaltender Ben West from the left faceoff circle after a shot by Kirill Kudratsev from the top of the right circle was wide of the goal, but deflected to Beck off the end boards, giving the Greyhounds a 1-0 lead 10:25 into the game. After the team skated through a scoreless second period, the Colts got on the board early in the third period. Bo Jelsma grabbed a turnover by Greyhounds forward Justin Cloutier near the Barrie blue line and skated in alone on Sioux goaltender Landon Miller, beating the rookie with a Dickey stick side 109 into the final period to tie the game. Just over 4 minutes later, the Colts took the lead as Cole Beaudoin skated down the left wing and cut to the net before sliding the puck 5-hole past Miller on a backhand at 5:15. Barrie made it a 3-1 game at 8:07 when Riley Patterson skated into the slot and beat Miller stickside on a one-timer after a pass from the right wing by defenseman Kayshawn Aitchison. Veteran forward Jacob Froska added to the lead with 5:22 to go as he redirected a pass at the edge of the crease from Patterson on the left side past Miller with the Colts on a two-man advantage. Froska sealed the win for the Colts with an empty net goal with 2:16 to go in regulation time. Miller made 28 saves for the Greyhounds in what was his third consecutive start. Dean said veteran Charlie Schenkel is still under the weather, which led to Miller getting the start in all 3 games on the road trip. In addition to the 2-goal night from Froska, Patterson paced the Colts in the victory with a goal and 2 assists. Aitchison also had a pair of helpers for Barrie. West stopped 29 shots for the Colts. With the loss, the Greyhounds fall to 2-5-1-1-2-1 on the season. The loss also turned into a missed opportunity for the Greyhounds after the Kitchener Rangers fell to the Sudbury Wolves on Saturday night in Sudbury. The results of the 2 contests leave the Greyhounds 1 point behind the Rangers for top spot in the OHL's Western Conference. The Saginaw Spirit also pull to within 4 points of the Greyhounds following a 6-2 victory over the Peterborough Petes in Saginaw on Saturday night. Saginaw has 4 games in hand on the Greyhounds, one of which will be on Sunday when they host the Oshawa Generals. The Rangers are also in action on Sunday as the team wraps up a northern road swing with a game in North Bay. In the Western Conference, the London Knights have won 9 in a row and now also sit 1 point behind Kitchener for top spot in the conference. The Colts, who are trying to catch Peterborough and Oshawa for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, improved to 1-5-1-9-1-0 and are 3 points back of the Petes and 5 back of the Generals, who beat Flint 10-2 on Saturday. Next up for the Greyhounds is a pair of home games next weekend, beginning on Friday night with a game against the Guelph Storm.